This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good evening. We are coming to you live from the floor of SHOT Show at the, well, at Radio Row. And one of those really interesting, fun, delightful things that I've always wanted to do. It's always been on my bucket list, and then he just walks up and he's available. I'm joined now, to begin with, by Dr. John Locke. Good morning, sir.
Morning. How you doing?
I'm sorry to see you feel bad, but I'm very pleased to meet you finally and all these other things.
Well, as long as you don't shake my hand or get too close, you're probably safe.
Well, that's all I care about is being safe.
All right.
So let's talk a little bit. When you look at Virginia, and they always use the same template as far as describing why we've got to talk about gun control, why we've got to have more gun control, why we've got to have bans, why we've got to have this, the other. And none of the data ever bears out anything that they say, does it?
Well, it's even more fundamental than that in the sense that the motivation, supposedly, for these 12 gun control bills that they have is the shooting that occurred last year at Virginia Beach. The thing is, whether it's background checks on private transfers of guns, or whether it's one gun a month provisions, or whether it's banning guns from certain areas around the Capitol and things like that, none of those have anything to do with stopping this attack. In fact, this attack occurred in where the vast majority of these attacks occur all the time, and that is in a gun-free zone to begin with. The law-abiding people there at Virginia Beach obeyed the ban on having permanent concealed handguns in the facilities. The killer took advantage of that. In fact, you know, you had a woman there named Kate Nixon who had been concerned about the behavior of the guy who ended up doing the killing, had gone and talked to her employers there at the city hall and had complained, and they had done nothing about it. The night before the attack, she had gone and talked to her family about her concerns and had decided, despite the ban, to go and take her permanent concealed handgun in with her into work the next day. But when she actually had to leave for work, she just couldn't bring herself to go and break the rule that was there. And so she had left her gun at home, and later that day she was murdered, and 11 other people were murdered by the killer. You know, and these killers may be crazy in some sense, but they're not stupid. They take advantage of the fact that they know that their victims are going to be defenseless. And, you know, none of these rules have anything to do with stopping, with none of these rules, none of the 12 ones that they've been in effect, would have had anything to do with stopping this massacre from happening. The rules are basically just going to make it a lot more costly for law-abiding citizens to be able to go and get guns and to be able to go and use guns for self-defense.
When a business or a governmental office gets out there and makes a provision and turns it into a gun-free zone, should they be, are they liable at that point for the safety of the people that are coming in there that they're disarming?
Well, the courts haven't been holding them liable. There have been a couple states that have legislation that they've considered doing that. But, if they want to make that decision, I think it's private property. They should be able to make that decision. But, they should bear some burden from that if they make a mistake. And if they're not going to let people go and defend themselves, then they have some obligation to defend the people. And if they won't do that, they should really consider letting people defend themselves. The point is, if you look since 1950, 94% of these successful mass public shootings have taken place in areas where law-abiding citizens, general citizens, were banned from having guns for protection. These, you know, these guys want to kill as many people as possible, and they know if they go to a place where people aren't allowed to defend themselves, they're going to be able to go and kill more people than they would have otherwise.
When we look at, I'm half British, so when I look at places like England and I look at some of the data that you've compiled where you're looking at violent crime per 100,000, shouldn't somebody in our government be looking at that and saying, well, you know, when somebody starts beating you to death with a brick, who can tell when they're going to stop and what makes that a better way to be assaulted?
Well, look, England has, for a long, long time, had a much lower murder or homicide rate than we've had here in the United States. But the thing is, after they passed gun control laws like the 1997, January 97 handgun ban, murder rates went up over the next 8 years by about 50%. They only went back down after they had a huge increase, about an 18% increase in the number of police officers there in the UK in just a couple-year period of time. You know, but as you say, there are lots of other types of violent crime, and overall the violent crime rate in the UK is about twice the violent crime rate in the United States. They have much higher rape rates, they have much higher aggravated assault rates, and much higher robbery rates. There are lots of ways for people to go and commit crimes. Relatively few rapes involve a handgun in any case. And, you know, the question is, how are you going to let people go and protect themselves? Police are extremely important. But the police understand themselves that they virtually always arrive on the crime scene after the crimes occur. And the question is, what's the safest course of action for people to take when they're having to confront a criminal by themselves? And simply telling people to behave passively turns out to be a fairly dangerous course of action. Having a gun is by far the safest course of action. It's the reason why police, who see things in real life, you know, how you defend yourself, how you stop criminals, why police are probably the strongest supporters of private ownership of guns.
What is our? I think our violent crime is 367 per 100,000. It continues to trickle down. Is that right? I see that on the FBI report.
Yeah, it's. I think it may be slightly lower, but it's about that, and it's been falling over the last couple decades.
Isn't that outstandingly good, given our population preponderance? I mean, just the amount of guns in the United States, the amount of places where people carry guns, the states that have permitless carry, the states that have permitted carry. Isn't that, like, outrageously great, outrageously good?
Well, it's good compared to most of the countries in the world. But, you know, the thing is, also, violent crime in the United States is very heavily geographically concentrated. I mean, you take something like murders, for example. About 60% of the counties in the United States in any given year have zero murders. You have maybe about 76% of the counties have either zero murders or one murder. You have over half the murders in the United States take place in just 2% of the counties. That's about 60 out of the 3,140 counties account for over half the murders. And if you ever see a murder map for those counties, you'll see that about two-thirds of the murders in those counties occur in about 10 block areas. So it's very heavily concentrated in very tiny areas, and it's basically drug gang related type instances.
The law enforcement knows who they are, too, don't they? I tell you what, before you answer that, we're about to come into the break. Tell everybody how to find you and what you do and everything else that...
Well, the Crime Prevention Research Center, we're a group of academics. I've been an academic most of my life. Had positions at Stanford, the Wharton Business School, University of Chicago, Yale. They can go to our website at crimeresearch.org, and they'll see lots of information, everything from mass public shootings that have been stopped by concealed carry permit holders to a lot of the stuff that we've just been talking about.
Let me get you to hold on. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load at SHOT Show 2020. We'll be right back.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com. This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
One in three adults has pre-diabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has pre-diabetes, with early diagnosis, pre-diabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its pre-diabetes awareness partners.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I take him out of the spot, sir. All right, welcome back. From SHOT Show 2020, this is Lock and Load. Here at SHOT Show 2020 at Radio Row, talking to Dr. John Lott. You're having to soldier through this, aren't you, boss?
Yeah.
I'm sorry you feel bad. Did you catch it on the plane? Or Did you bring it with you? Yeah.
I caught it on the plane.
That's what I love about airplanes. They're just nice encapsulated. But, they got windows at least so you can see what the rest of the unbacteria-laden world is like as you fly by it.
I guess so.
Do you think, for the longest time, the left always seemed to, they always had caveats where they would get out there and say, I believe in the Second Amendment, but... they sort of unmasked themselves, haven't they? I mean, everything they want has no basis on fact at all, do they?
Well, I mean, you have Bloomberg and others spending literally hundreds of millions of dollars producing research that supports their positions. But I think it's pretty poorly done. Anybody reads my book, The War on Guns, has a good idea of the type of research and what I think about the type of research that they put out and the problems with it. I think you're right that anybody who listens to the Democratic presidential debates will know that they can't mention anything positive about people owning guns. You listen to the claims that are there, you kind of wonder why anybody would ever want to own a gun. The notion that on net they save lives is something that has never crossed their minds. You have people like Bloomberg who openly talk about the fact that he can't think of any good reason explicitly for why people should go and own a gun. And yet here you have a guy who has round-the-clock armed bodyguards. I mean, it'd be nice if everybody was worth $58 billion. That China had given him lots of his wealth, but and could afford to have armed bodyguards all the time. But he doesn't. So he obviously understands the benefits in terms of people having guns for protection. But he doesn't seem to think that that applies to others. And you look at the laws in Virginia that we're just talking about. These laws, like in other places, are, I believe, explicitly done, or implicitly done at least, to go and make it costly for people to go and have guns. So you're going to have a background check on a private transfer of guns. In Washington, D.C., next door to Virginia, it costs $125 just to do the background check to privately transfer a gun. That may not stop you or I from being able to go and get a gun for protection, but the types of people who benefit the most from owning guns, poor blacks who live in high-crime urban areas, the very people who are most likely victims of violent crime, $125 just for the background check might make the difference between whether they can legally obtain a gun or not. I mean, if you really believe that these background checks reduce crime, it seems to me you want to encourage people to go and do the background checks. Well, I mean, I don't really think it produces the benefits that they claim, but if you're one of those people who believe it, then why would you want to essentially put a $125 tax on those who are doing what you want them to do? That doesn't encourage people from doing it. If you really want to encourage them, you don't have to pay them for doing it, but at least don't make it costly. Pay for it out of general revenue. If you believe that background checks reduce crime, then they reduce crime for everybody, not just the particular law-abiding individual who's going out of their way to obey the law and do a background check on a private transfer of a gun. And if you believe, as an economist, I would say if you believe everybody benefits, then everybody should pay. Don't make the entire burden, the entire freight of that benefit be borne by the law-abiding citizen who's going out of his way to obey the law. But Democrats and gun control advocates will fight you tooth and nail over that. They will fight you hard against trying to pay for this out of general revenue. I'll give you an example. A few years ago, when Colorado was passing its background checks on private transfers of guns, I got a call from a couple state legislators asking me what amendments I would put up on the bill. And one of my suggestions was to put up an amendment that would exempt people below the poverty level from having to pay the new state tax that they have on transferring guns. At the time, it was $25. The new governor there has increased it now to $75. This is not even the cost of the federal license holder to do the background checks. This is just a tax that the state government puts on each private transfer of a gun. But with the exception of two pro-gun Democrats in the state house, every other Democrat in the state house voted against exempting people below the poverty level from having to pay the new state tax. I mean, how many taxes can you think of that Democrats will fight tooth and nail against exempting people below the poverty level from having to pay? Who do they think that they're stopping from being able to go and buy a gun from having to pay that tax?
Let me ask you a question real quick before we run out of time. Does the now, I remember when in the Clinton era when the background check was coming about, and they said that this was going to stop crime. Of course, it didn't. And now we have the red flag emergency response order, gun violence restraining order. Doesn't that sort of negate the background check? If you go out there and get a gun, and then the way they've got this set up, anybody can turn you in and get you in trouble. So then your background check doesn't matter because somebody is a, you know, sort of turns you in.
Well, the background checks, they don't reduce crime for a simple reason that it's relatively easy for criminals to go and get guns anyway. You know, the major source of illegal guns are drug dealers. It's as easy for a criminal to go and buy drugs as it is for them to go and buy illegal guns. I mean, drug dealers have guns simply because they have very valuable property. It's not like one drug dealer can steal another's drugs and the one who got them stolen from them can go to the police and say, look, this other dealer stole our drugs. Can you help us get them back? The drug dealers have to essentially set up their own little militaries in order to protect that extremely valuable property that they have.
Right.
And, you know, just look at Mexico. Mexico only has less than 1% of the adult population legally owning guns. And yet they have a murder rate that's about 6 times higher than what we have here in the United States. Drug gangs in Mexico bring in weapons from around the world, or they make them themselves. You know, they have extremely valuable property there. They bring in rocket launchers. Over a recent 5-year period, the government of Mexico has confiscated something like 15,000 grenades from people. They're not going to gun stores in the United States and buying grenades here. They're not buying rocket launchers.
I've run out of time. Thank you very much for joining me.
People can find
Dr. John
Lott. Website at crimeresearch.org.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House managers are continuing to make their case against President Trump in the Senate impeachment trial. The main House impeachment manager, California Democrat Adam Schiff, says President Trump's phone call on July 25th was far from perfect.
The call record revealed a president who used his high office to personally and directly press the leader of a foreign country to do his political dirty work.
When it comes to President Trump cooperating with the Democrats, Republican Senator from South Carolina, Lindsey Graham, says,
if I were the president, I wouldn't cooperate with these guys at all. I wouldn't give them the time of day. They're on a crusade to destroy this man.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper says the Defense Department is working on better vetting procedures following a deadly shooting by a Saudi national in December at a Pensacola airbase. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
And welcome back. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Sort of. Right now, I'm live at SHOT Show, but when you hear this, I won't be. But I am joined now by a...
Live.
Yes, I'll still be a live, just not live. Joined now, I've had him on the show a few times, and I got to meet him for the first time ever. I got to interrupt your lunch. Your wife invited me to do that. Joining me now is John Farnham from DTI. What did you just get done doing here? What was that conference you just got involved in or just finished up?
Well, we're at the SHOT Show, the 2020 SHOT Show here in Las Vegas. And one of our law enforcement industry groups, IALETA, it stands for International Association of Law Enforcement Instructors and Trainers, of which I'm a member, and I'm a deputy sheriff, as you know.
Right.
I was on a panel this morning, panel discussion. We had a room full of police officers, and we're talking about deadly force and deadly force training. And it was my honor to be up there with a number of distinguished experts, also IALETA members. And so that's what I did this morning. I hope I said something intelligent. I don't know.
I thought it was very intelligent. I thought that was very intelligent. When you're looking at some of the stuff that you write regarding attitude that you try to instill in the, what, four or five paragraphs you'll try to encapsulate this in like Ammo Land, where you're trying to reach people that aren't around you on a regular basis.
Yes.
One of your prevailing constant things you're hammering is no one's going to be there to help you. You are alone.
Help is not
make
the way.
Provisions.
Yeah.
How many people, does anybody ever come to you and say, John, I saw this and I made this change. Does anybody ever do that?
And the answer is yes. Not nearly as many as I
would like.
I hope I'm having some influence, but it can't be overstated. The idea that someone cares about you more than you care about yourself is a form of self-deception.
Right.
And we can go overboard in any direction, but as you say, you're on your own. Help is not on the way. You're going to live or die with what you have on you, what's in your heart. And so what we try to do is, with our non-police officers, we try to talk about lifestyle.
Right.
You know, since you're not getting paid to confront dangerous people, don't do it. Don't go to stupid places. Don't associate with stupid people.
Okay, now, expand a little bit for me, if you would, on stupid places.
A stupid place. Like a sleazy bar. Like a rock concert. Any place where people are highly emotional and and could be dangerous. I say don't do it. I say understand the risk.
Right.
Particularly when you go armed, as we all do. When you go to a sleazy honky-tonk bar, it's one thing before you go armed. But when you go armed, those are the kind of places you have to stop going.
Right.
Now, on the other side of the ledger, of course, police officers get paid to confront dangerous people.
That's right.
So they have to go there sometime. So long as you're not getting paid to do that, and there's no expectation that you're going to do that, then it's probably not a smart thing to do. Many of my students will comment, well, when I see something terrible happening, my conscience will not permit me to remain silent. Well, this is a conversation you have to have with your own conscience.
Right.
I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to tell you what's going to happen when you do.
Yeah, it's going to change everything, isn't it?
Yes, it's going to be a life-changing experience. And sometimes, I know in law enforcement, we arrive, we don't know anything. We know very little, and we're trying to make decisions based on inadequate information. When you're not acting as a police officer, probably the best thing to do is just get out of there. Go get a safe direction or a safe distance away and call the police. That's what you pay them to do. They will come and do what they get paid to do. As far as you becoming personally involved in a potentially lethal circumstance in which you are otherwise not involved, I'm saying great risk attaches to that. I'm not telling you what to do, but you need to understand this is not risk-free.
Right.
And the moment you step forward to act, the law requires you to act in a non-negligent manner. Now, what in the hell does that mean? Well, it means this. When this has a bad ending, an unhappy outcome, you own part of it.
Right.
Because you elected to step forward. And the chance, the point is, what's the chance this is going to have a happy ending? Zero.
Yep.
Zero.
Zero.
This is not going to have a happy ending. It's going to have an unhappy ending. And you're going to own part of it. And knowing that full well, when your conscience demands that you become involved, God bless you. It's not for me to tell you not to do that.
Well, I mean, even in the best case, where they don't charge you with murder.
Yeah.
Where they sit down and let you go through all of the physiological changes you're going to have, the projectile vomiting, the crying, all of that other stuff.
Nightmares and all the rest, yeah.
Then once that day is over and you go home,
yes,
and it's over with, it doesn't just go back to being normal. That's in the best case scenario, right?
That's right. 20 years from now, people are going to come up to you and say, oh, yeah, you're the guy who killed that guy, aren't you?
Yeah.
So, you know, as general advice, particularly by people who go on. Stupid places, don't go with stupid people, don't do stupid things. And I'll add a couple more things.
Yeah.
Be in bed by 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
Your own bed.
Well, that, you know, yeah.
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 Good things do not happen after midnight.
In your own bed.
Yeah. Oftentimes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I extended that too far out, right? I got you. Okay.
Have a normal appearance.
Right.
Just look normal.
Okay.
When you insist on purple hair and tattoos of head to toe, this is America. You can do anything you want. What I'm telling you is that's not smart. That's not smart. And finally, and probably by far the most important, don't fail the attitude test.
How would one fail the attitude test?
Well, you're sitting at a restaurant,
right,
and some industrial-sized jamal comes up to you and says, hey, you're sitting in my seat. Well, now what would Clint Eastwood say in his latest movie? He'd probably say something like, I don't see your name on a Skippy. Well, you know, that makes a clever movie line, and we all applaud that. What would a smart person do? I'm terribly sorry. Help yourself. I'll sit over here.
I was just making sure nobody took your seat from you, pal.
Yeah, right.
I was just holding for you.
Yes.
Glad to see you. Now I can move on with my life.
Now, I've got my Trump card right here.
Right.
I'm not, you know, that's my concern. I don't want to get involved in a lethal circumstance. I don't want someone to say, well, you started it. So I'm happy to walk away.
Yeah.
That would be called failing the attitude test. And this happens with police all the time. You wouldn't believe the people we pull over for nothing. I mean, just nothing very important. Probably not even a ticket, just a warning. And if we walk up to the car, the guy leans out the window and says, what do you want?
It's on, isn't it?
Okay, Skippy, I hope you're not in a hurry because this is going to take a while.
I didn't want much, but now I've changed my mind.
How dumb is that?
Yeah.
And yet people do it all the time.
All the time. All right.
Well, the world's full of stupid people, and, you know.
Try not to be one of them.
But when you go armed.
I want you to hold up right there about when you go armed. How can they find you? We're coming in the next break.
I'm John Farnham, and the company is DTI, or Defense Training International. If you go to the web, you can get us on defense-training.com. You'll see our webpage there that it pretty much has everything on it. My phone number is 970-482-2520.
Hold the rest of it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. We are semi-live. Well, I'm live, and John is live. We are both A-live. By the time you're listening to this, we'll be. It'll be 10 o'clock. We'll be home in our beds, passing the attitude test. Yeah. So, let's talk a little bit. You are a big proponent of the modern firearm.
Once again?
You're a big proponent of the modern firearm.
Yes, absolutely.
Do you believe in favorite guns?
Okay, there's an excellent question, and the answer is no.
No?
I think a favorite weapon is nothing but an excuse to lose.
So when somebody comes to you, and I'm sure somebody does, yeah. I'm sure they go, "Hello, Sensei John Farnham. What would be the best gun for me?"
And, of course, the answer to that question is, I could not possibly answer that question without an extensive personal interview.
Right.
I would say there's lots of good choices.
Yeah.
Out there. When people say, should I get a Glock? Yeah. You're not going to go wrong with a Glock. They're excellent. But you know what? That's not the only good choice. There's a dozen other guns out there that are probably every bit as good, maybe better, maybe fit your hand better. Get your hands on all of them.
Let me ask you about something. Now, this just sort of irritated me, because when I was in the military,
yes,
in the 80s, we did not train to drop guns.
Yes.
And if we dropped a gun, mm-hmm, we cried excessively. We got it. We cradled it. We sprayed the living hell out of it.
Yeah.
And then we put it back together, and we got on with our day. Now, I was a big SIG P320 guy when that game,
yes,
gun came out. And then I guess if you dropped it on one out of 460 million possible axes that you could drop it on,
right,
it might go off.
Uh-huh.
Now, I still think it's in its original. I don't have one. I haven't had one in a while, not because of that. But is that one of these silly modern things that we come up with where it's not drop safe? I should be able to slam it on the wall, drive over it with a car, and drop it from high altitude and then not fire.
And there's a good question. I think the best answer is that the modern generation of guns that we all use, right now I'm carrying a SIG 320,
okay,
which is basically SIG's version of a Glock 19.
Right.
I hope I don't.
That even made James Yeager change. You remember?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. They are all mechanically drop safe.
Right.
That is, there's, you talk to engineers about this, but there's, in the inner workings of the gun, the firing pin is prevented from moving.
Right.
Until the last millimeter trigger movement, and then it's freed and the gun can fire. They're all made like that. Some earlier guns weren't, although, as you pointed out, the whole issue of drop safety is a moot point. It happens so seldom that we probably make more of it than we
it deserves. But I will say that the Glock or the, God forbid I forget to mention someone, but the Smith M&P, the XV, the PPQ,
yeah.
The VP9,
ABC,
the Canik,
yep.
They're all designed to be mechanically drop safe. You could drop it from 6 feet, you could drop it from 600 feet, it wouldn't matter. And I've been involved in the investigation of many of these, hundreds of these, what we call unintentional discharges.
Right.
And I've heard it all. I dropped my gun and it went off, and my briefcase fell on my gun and it went off. And
try not to choke on that one.
100% of the cases I've been involved in, that was all BS.
Yeah.
It went off because Skippy had his finger on the trigger.
Skippy.
And that's why it went off. That's the only reason it ever went off.
Right.
And then when it happens, they make up these stories to make their stupidity sound a little more palatable. That's very predictable. I've heard it all. And when someone said, I dropped my gun and went off, well, my BS alarm goes off, that probably didn't happen. It went off because he put his finger on the trigger.
Right, right. What do you think about when, I've seen this, I see this subculture coming up today in the modern gun handlers, especially the YouTube superstars, where they seem to make mileage out of saying this product is bad or that product is bad. And then they're like, now watch, I'm going to hold up this gun and I'm going to hit it with a ball peen hammer right here on the back. Kabam, watch it. It went off right there. Did you see that? It's not safe.
You know, this stuff is all staged.
Yeah.
And it's like watching a movie where you see the Steven Seagal or something like that do all this magical stuff. You're not watching a fight. You're watching Take 64.
Right.
I mean, it took them 3 days to film that to get everything to work out right. So they don't tell you prior to this. They it's not spontaneous is what I'm trying to say. They had to arrange things just in a certain way to make that happen. And I'm not sure it happened anyway.
Right.
We don't know if the gun's been modified. We don't know any of that stuff. I take all that with a grain of salt.
Right.
There's people out there trying to manufacture a reputation for themselves. I think.
I just don't understand what their reputation is they're trying to build.
As P.T.
Barnum
said,
it's like CBS and the Chevrolet pickup.
You know, P.T. Barnum said, I don't care what you say about me, you spell my name right.
Right.
I think for a lot of people, negative publicity is as good as positive publicity. It's publicity.
Right.
If people are talking about me, who cares? That's not something I'm comfortable with, but apparently people are.
But nobody's talking bad about you, John. You're home every night by 10 o'clock in your own bed.
Yeah. It's,
you always pass the attitude test.
I mean, oh, good.
Plus, I mean, anybody that knows you, and I'm one that knows enough about you, we're not going to cross you anyway. I have noticed. There's many things I wish to be, and being a bullet catcher for John Farnham is not one of them.
Listen,
here, John, throw me some bullets. Thanks, buddy.
You know, I've shot people.
Yeah,
and I've been shot.
Right.
I've been on both ends. It's not something I'd wish on anyone.
Right.
And one of the things we try to teach in our class is the vast majority of the lethal encounters that you're going to get into your life are probably avoidable.
Right.
They're probably avoidable. And the best time to start thinking about this is right now. You're carrying a gun? Let's look at your whole lifestyle. What kind of places do you go? What kind of people do you associate with? Maybe that needs some tweaking just to reduce the risk. You want to be one of us? You have to start thinking about these things.
Right.
Otherwise, go back eating grass.
All right. Yeah, I like that. I like that. You've been shot multiple times?
Yes.
That's not, being shot is an unpredictable thing when it hits you, isn't it?
I've got 3 Purple Hearts.
Yeah.
From my time in Vietnam. I don't say that with great pride.
No.
But I
would say it just from the fact that you survived it.
I was out there.
You didn't get them posthumously.
In modern warfare, and I'm talking about 50 years ago now.
Yeah.
When I was there, there was so much stuff flying around all the time.
Right.
All the time.
Right.
You're going to get hit. You're going to get hit.
Right.
I don't know, in my OCS class, I know guys with 5 Purple Hearts. Most of my, I think 75% of my class was killed. You're going to get hit. You just hope you survive I did, through no fault of my own. I'm probably the least qualified of all my friends. I often ask myself, why was it me? But I'm out here trying to share these lessons with the current generation so they don't have to make all the same mistakes.
Right. That's why. That's why it wasn't you. That's why it wasn't you.
Yeah, well, I hope so.
Yeah. Listen, I tried one of those things where you get out there and you say, I'm going to try to smoke myself to death. And I failed, and I got a second chance. So, I've gone through some of the same stuff as far as up in here, but not on the same level. Yeah. But anyway, before we run out of time, one more time, tell everybody how they find you, John Farnham. How do they find you, DGI?
Oh, yeah. Go to defense-training.com. You'll see our webpage there. And you can email me. It's all on there.
Yep.
And our scheduled class is on there. We would be delighted to have you. If after listening to this you think you can put off with me, we'd be delighted to have you in a class.
Sooner or later. I mean, I got Mr. Chambers here. He's talking about going to a class. I'm sort of thinking I might want to lean into one of those myself. Thank you for taking the time to come and sit down with me. Thank your wife for me.
You bet.
For inviting me to interrupt your lunch at Black Tap. Did you have the shakes? Did you try the Black Tap shake? You must not have, because you'd be in a sugar coma right now if you had. They make a crazy milkshake at the Black Tap.
Okay, I'm not into food experimentation these days.
I understand. I know. That's how you don't pass the attitude test.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining me, sir.
You bet. Thank you.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.